This is Jesus in All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Sin has effects, and one of those effects is that it creates guilt. And guilt can be defined as remorse or contrition, but it can also be caused by fearing a punishment that you know is coming. It also affects those around us. Others experience the toll our wrong actions take. For instance, if I steal something, I might feel guilty about it later, but the person from whom I stole also feels that loss immediately. But the guilt offering is meant to deal with both sides of sin's effects. After making the guilt offering, the worshiper could walk away from the tabernacle knowing that they were forgiven. But reparations were also paid alongside this offering. You see, the priest would put a value on the damage caused by the sin, which the guilty person would repay, adding an additional 20% to it. And this offering, therefore, deals with three relationships. One, there's the vertical relationship between man and God. Two, there's that inner relationship between self and conscience, like when we're dealing with our guilt. And three, there is the relationship that's horizontal between man and man. But the guilt offering is meant to point us forward to another offering, which is the offering of Jesus. When we put our faith in Jesus' final sacrifice, Hebrews 10:22 says that our consciences are sprinkled clean with the blood of Christ. We no longer have just an outward sign that our guilt is dealt with. We have the inner witness of Jesus through his Spirit that we have been made guiltless because of Jesus' perfect guilt offering. But Jesus also pays for the effects our sin has on the world around us. He fixes the effects of sin through us. Time and time again in the New Testament, we see pictures of people who are so radically changed by the love of Jesus that they make above and beyond reparations for the bad ways they've treated people around them. Jesus changes us so we can change our world and others. But we can't fix everything. Thankfully, Jesus can, does, and will. He can work in people's hearts to restore what we have broken through our sin. And what's more, when he returns, he will fix everything that's broken and make it perfect. He won't add a 20% addition to it. He will make everything 100% new. That's why he says in the book of Revelation, "Behold, I am making all things new." So I pray that the Holy Spirit would show you the God who not only deals with the penalty of sin, but its effects on our conscience and the world, and that you would see Jesus as the only one who can truly heal both.
Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel, and you've been hearing from David Bowden. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.